sense it, just keeping in mind also the impact of thought, the entire insurance, the strategy of collaboration tool, and speak as possible and as soon as possible to show that we're trying to answer.
So, in case where one wants to pair the possible, and also he's showing some children what was he doing. And the question arises from the girl side, what happens to the essence of the son? In the head of the man, he says, no, the heir always leaves it, he's just a partner. So is there something like that? So we have a case like that.
You don't have to listen to that, because if they put a plan deal, so you just make sure the money goes to the creditor. Finish. That ABC, this person passed away with their creditor, right? So you know, the son, the daughter told you that that person owes me 10,000. And so you pay the hoopla money, you give me 10,000. But if it there is no opla. You don't own, let's do it. No, you don't have to own it. What do you have to do? You make more mozilla. No, it's not Islamic thing. I'm not speaking of Sadat Kitab. Islamic thing is not your duty. That you have to register it and to tell them, you know what, this owner passed away, he got this, and then met this, and he got this here, and this, and all this here. So this, you know, when a penalty is coming, you cannot get for the day. So you don't have to do all this. Sorry?
Appointing.
Who must do that? Oh, advice to them, Honorable Yusuf Patel Khalif. You see, what we should do is, the truth may be, the Honorable Yusuf Patel Khalif, very personal points. Sometimes we keep it so secret for your company, even those where the whole place is. So this, I can tell you, first of all, you have a crazy situation. Make that person the executor, first of all, with English if you want to, who's God fearing. You see our answer. We read the verse, which was written in our Quran says this. فَمَنْ خَافَ مِنْ مُوسٍ جَنَفًا أَوْ إِثْمًا فَأَصْلَحَ بَيْنَهُ فَلَا إِثْمًا. You must appoint such an executor that first of all people, they put my name as an executor, I don't even know. But then person died and see. So the first thing you, the executor, must do is see that is that work according to Sharia or not. If we not follow Sharia, then we say, no, I decline, I don't want to. That is if you are not consulted before. Right? And if it is according to Sharia, alhamdulillah, who should you make the executor? You can make a lawyer, you can make an alim, any person in whom you have confidence in. But you know, human nature is such. We look for free stuff. So they look for the Mawlana. So the, you know, I told you the story of Ibn Azizah. So the Mawlana, I don't want to charge them. So this time, so now, so it's fine. You can make the Mawlana, make the Imam, or make the lawyer, but make sure you make a person who knows the laws of Sharia to a certain extent. And you know, he's a God-fearing person. He does not want to usurp the rights of the orphans, for example, the children. How many problems do we have at all? So that would be there. It can be male or female. Maulana said, make the wife. When Muftisab said, when he mentioned that, I was thinking of the woman at home. They were very happy. When he left the home, they were saying, you know what? So you can make the wife. See, Vibra.
The use of a trust is becoming very popular, and it's also a very good means of paying for one's estate. And I think there's reason enough, or there's insufficient thought in regards to the use of the trust in the Islamic perspective. Particularly, I heard someone say that at the death of the person, the trust should be worn out. I think they could be used of the trust to continue thereafter. And some of the Islamic principles or Islamic the distribution principles and so on adhere to. I'm not sure to what extent the Jamiat or Quran's jurisprudence scholars have actually studied.
You see, it's very straightforward in Islam. When we speak of the term Islam, Muslim, or Muslimah, Muslim for male, Muslim for female, we need to understand what does the term mean. The term means that I submit willingly, sincerely, to the command of Almighty Allah and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That is literally the meaning. And the laws of inheritance, everything, are not something new. They read the Quran from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said. Now if you take brother, example. So now you created your established a trust, and now you say it's perpetual trust, right? So we will not agree with that for many reasons. Number one is Islam, once a person dies, then you follow the sequence we mentioned. Number one, the body of physical expenses, second, the death of the deceased, third, the wasiyah, to be reduced to 1/3, maximum 1/3, 40% of the case. Now if you don't hang yourself, why to see the door, to see my sister? Now the provision you are saying, if you say in your word, upon your death, no, it will go 2-1. Right? So you feel that you have taken care of that. Right? Example, I and this is but the fact of the matter is that the whole thing must come to me or to my sister or whatever. So therefore we can't be manipulating or doing this in a certain way. We must give the aid, unfettered ownership. And a person who has died cannot dictate of the thing. So therefore we cannot say that no, that our structure, the trust in such a manner that it will still remain in the trust, but maybe only the prophets will approve to them and so forth. Every example, that is going around with somebody. So we can, once a person is died, finished, the ownership is severed completely. And everything goes to their head. So therefore we can't, you know, normally when we do these programs, I mention one joke, you know. Today I forgot to mention it, but I gave you other stories. So I said, I read the word, one person wrote, he told there his wife, you know, this house and whatever, it was yours. Then he wrote there, you know, when this insurance place. He wrote there, but if you remarry, then you forfeit this house. You see? You know? So he dictates the small letters there. So then, from the dictate of the grave, one station never wasted. You can't do all these bad things. You must remember. Finish the man passed away is history now. We carry on with the geography. All the people must get their shit.
I think the point is that even though the trust is put up, yes, it's according to the trust, you still have an equivalent amount of assets in the person had. Perhaps not in the form of the property or the car or whatever you put into the trust, but you have a claim against the trust. And on your death, their claim against the trust, which generally is known as a loan, goes into your estate. And the trust can be dissolved or can be managed in terms of your will, which is then a Sharia law. So your heirs would get a right to that asset, which is your loan, in the form of the Islamic principles of distribution. In other words, the wife and the parents and the son and the daughter can same amount of shares. The only difference is that the estate or the trust could be first drawn up, which will be perfect. Alternatively, it could remain in the trust, but the justice continue to manage it. And the justice could be the heirs.
Is that a problematic one? You have to
just mention the question for the benefit of the ladies at home. I just want to know what you're talking about.
The sister, the brother is asking about trust. So what we are saying in a nutshell, once the person dies, you have to wind it up. You can't say it must continue, that's what we are saying. It must wind it up. Then if they want to start a new trust, let it get it over.
Okay, so that's a good point. But it's very costly to wind it up and then start a new trust. I mean, it can cost a lot of money because you've got to transfer the assets and property out to the heirs, form a new trust, transfer it back. The point is that the intention is every day is going to have their share, their asset, and it will be managed. There are lots of benefits for continuing to manage them.
We can't make it the law, you see. We can't make it the law. Every person must be given the choice. That's what we are saying.
And the other problem as well is that you're a woman come, and the asset, the trust is going to be general. So now, the woman come is distributed in terms of the Islamic.
Everything has to be
distributed. The asset has gone up in the trust from 1 million to 10 million. So I have to balance the man.
Whatever it is, everything will go into the estate. Everything will go into the estate. Everything. But it will follow this sequence. See,
Looks like you're a trust.
Anyway, brothers, what I suggest you do is this, that it seems that you're going in circles in this world. Maybe what you should do is this, the Jamiat Muftis are here also. You should draw up some kitab, what we call it, query, mention all the pros and the cons and whatever, and then you can send it to them. But remember that as far as the Islamic law goes, we can't, this is two things you must know. We can't make Islamic law subservient to the law of the land. We can't make Islamic law subservient to prospectors. We can't make Islamic law subservient to all these types of indebted. So that is why we must understand. So your intention might be good, but the root we are using, that also must be acceptable. Robert Hood technique is not acceptable. So you must be clear on this.
Okay. SMS from the ladies.
MashaAllah, the sisters also go fired up.
There's no children, husband or wife passes away, who inherits?
Repeat the question.
No children, husband or wife passes away, who inherits?
Okay. From the sister side, MashaAllah, oh, no, but we give you a number, then the more people can. But we give you a number. There's a secret guy there. Okay. Okay, excellent question. Now, actually, in the Arabic, we call it Salatan, Diyatan. You know, Sayyidina Muhammad, you're a genius, you know. So now, understand it properly. Then the husband passed away, and he left a wife, and no children. So now, the husband also left his parents, right? So then, he worked it out from 6 years. So now, then, in this case here, the wife passed away, and she left the husband, and the wife's parents. I mean, you both ways. So the wife passed away, she left the husband, and she left the parents, so 6 shares, half goes to the passed to her husband, so there's 3 shares, and from the remaining shares, the 2 shares go to her father, the lady's father, the wife, her father, and 1 share to the mother, so 6 shares. The husband passed away, and then he left the wife, because the wife had wife, and his parents, so then you work it out from 4 shares. So you must remember that what will happen in this case here, that 1/4, so 1 share will go to the wife, and then the 3 shares to the left, 2 go to the father, and 1 go to the mother. So that is how you look at it.
Assuming there is 3 partners for business, 3 friends going to partnership, and one of the partners, and one partner passes away, to his heirs, automatically become a partner for additional partners to the transaction in lower proportion, or is it forced liquidation of the partnership or to or the share of the partnership and then inheritors receive a cash amount?
You must remember we need to go from the start. Partnership is permissible or not permissible. Is encouraged or not encouraged? And you know all the problems to it. See the Quranic verse. Well, isn't that a deal of in al-Qulata that indeed majority of the partners, the little people on our party, some make zulam and oppress the others. Illa al-Tadina Aman, except those who have true iman, who amilu swanikar, who do the right things, wa qaleelu ma'u. If you know Arabic, qaleel means few, and ma means extremely few. Ma ita'meenu illa. The ma means to emphasize the few even further. So there are very, very few people. So those of you in partnership, in the light of this verse, my advice is rather go for your quarter loaf and half loaf, you'll be better off in the long run. You see, especially in our families, and how much problem it creates. Maybe not with the brothers, then the children, then the grandchildren. And it just works out most of the time. But it is permissible. Now, we are 3 brothers. 1, 2, 3. Brothers, Muslim brothers, whatever. So now I die. So, when Islam finished, now I'm out. You don't say, my son come and take my place and so forth. You must remember it doesn't work like this. So, when everything was equal, 1/3, 1/3, 1/3, so now we work out all the value of my share, everything is 3 million total, so 1 million is my share, so that will come into my estate, and then that will work according to the sequence we mentioned.
Well, that lady dies. She has no parents, no sons. How is the estate distributed?
When your sisters were buying a couple of questions, don't tell me what they don't have, tell me who they have. Because now you send a question, yeah, a lady died, she don't have parents, she don't have son. But now, does she have brothers? Does she have sisters? So you must remember another principle, remember how I give a principle now, this is consistent everywhere. So you must remember that the son, the daughter, the father, the mother, the surviving spouse must inherit. I gave you the principle, right? In normal circumstances. They're not hallucinating, they're not traffic, they're not butchers, they're not murderers, they didn't kill the person from whom they inherited. Normal circumstances. When I die, you die, anyone dies, the deceased left a father. Remember the principle, it's consistent throughout. The deceased left the father. The deceased left the son, his own biological son, not the adopted son and foster son at all. So I died, I left my father, I was surviving my father, or I was surviving my son. So my siblings, my brothers, my sisters, they all automatically divide. Remember the usual difference. So now the sister, you ask the question, you passed away, but your parents passed away long time ago, you got no sons. So do you have daughters? You didn't mention. So if you don't have daughters also, you only have brothers and sisters, so the brothers and sisters will inherit and the ratio will be 2-1. If you have a daughter or daughters, how many? If you got one daughter, she will inherit half. And then the remaining 50% will go to the brothers and sisters. If you got two or more daughters, they inherit 2/3. And then the remaining 1/3 will go to the siblings, the brothers and sisters. So you see the different computations. We need to know who's alive, not who's dead already.
Well, give me that for the house 20 years ago, 200,000. Now the house is with 4 million. I'd like to give the house to my wife during my lifetime. But I don't have the transfer possibility to her name. As a gift. What?
So she could have been the mother. She don't have to. She doesn't have to send it to me. Huh? Where there's a word, there's a way. Where there's a word, there are many relatives. We left, we were born, we left India, our forefathers, this, all that. Now we get enlightened businessmen, flourishing, because we meet them. So now a person dies, he says, no, leave all these Molvis and Mufis and Imams, they don't understand the real world. So you must take out the insurance policy. So all these things, you remember clever, you give me discussion, he said, you know what even Islam said, Nabi Ali Islam said, don't leave your aid poor, get a cup of food and ask, and I'll go and beg them on it. What is the breach? You learn there's something even better. Each one, I want you brothers to think of this sincerely. In our society today, South Africa especially, that is why there's so much misery, so much problems, this money. So you must remember, ABC is married, he's got his wife, he's got his children. He takes out his insurance policy, 5 per, 10 per, whatever. He dies, the children, fleshy, posh, couple story. In our society, he's considered an intelligent person. Even a simple Simon, he's got no policy, no nothing, he died. And his children have to take zakat money. Society will crucify him and condemn him. You are a simple Simon, he had no brains. What was halal, we looked down upon it. And what was haram, we glorified. Think properly what you mean, brothers. قُلْ لَا يَسْتَبِ الْخَبِيثُ وَالْتَيِّبُ وَلَوْ فَعَجَبَكَ تَكُلُ الْخَبِيثُ. Tell them, O Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam, the impure, your life insurance, and the pure, the zakat, can never be the equal. وَلَوْ فَعَجَبَكَ تَكُلُ الْخَبِيثُ. Even though the abundance of impurity impresses you so much. فَاتَّقُ اللَّهُ يَا أُولَ الْأَلْبَابِ. Fear Allah, O people of intelligence. Allah says, don't get involved in the haram. Then you are intelligent. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Our name is Ahmed Muhammad. Our speaking is like Tom, Dick and Mary, the capitalistic mind. Think properly of the issue that there is. Think seriously. Don't try to maneuver at this. It's a very serious issue. Yes. Another good deal.
I used to play a lot of sports, brother.
You would know who they are today. See, it's not a game, brother. I didn't hear that. No, I didn't hear. Why did I say that wrong? Ah. According to the shaykh. But we are prepared to negotiate. with the professional working conditions. Everyone there must be happy, must be safe. Everyone there must be valid, must be mature. And everyone there must do so with the willful, wholeheartedly. So we are three sons, two daughters, I got two brothers who passed away now, and we got two sisters, and my father passed away. And so we have different things now. You understand? So I told my brother, you take the house, told my brother, you take the shop, you do this, and I'm going to have a big job. So you understand? So it's nice. But three conditions, you must remember this, all the kids must be safe, they must be mature, and they must be clean and clean. You can't say no, I'm imposing this upon you, if it is a minor, even if he says yes, he's not acceptable himself. Right? You know what he understands, the minor is 8, 10 years old, so he or she, we must give them their food share. Then the other kids can take deals among themselves. You and me are brothers. We got another brother, but it's a minor. So the minor can give him his food share, but me and you will say, you know what, let's me and you come to this agreement. So it's fine.
After the interest
you
share,
yeah.
Does each party get
out of
the same amount
of entitlement?
Or
can we? No. Can we
more or less?
But with this
position.
With this
thing. Good question. Inshallah, brothers, to be fair, our guests will take one, two more questions. Inshallah, we also have to go back home tonight.
Okay, you take one, you take two or three.
Three
questions. Right. Allah, last one. We will pay to all of you, brothers, don't worry. But that does not absorb the person who passed away was out of work or a hard time.
Then the person that's going to do the job is going to commit a fraud and forge a sale of work.
No, you have on yourself the understanding.
No, but you want to wind up the estate.
You wind up the estate and then you want to distribution something. Redistribution. Redistribution, simple. We do that every day, right?
اللهم صل على الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم صل على الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم صل على الجاهلية في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم في فلسطين وفي العراق وفي شيشان وفي سومال وفي السودان وفي كشمير يا رب العالمين. اللهم انقض المسجد الاقصى واليهود الغاصبين المحتلين. اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين. اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين. اللهم احصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبقي منهم احدا. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم احيط بين قلوبنا. اللهم استحداد بيننا. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا على المتقين اماما. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين. الحمد لله.